يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله. O you who have believed, fear Allah and seek the means of nearness to Him and strive in His cause that you may succeed. Indeed, those who disbelieve, if they should have all that is in the earth and the like of it with it by which to ransom themselves from the punishment of the day of resurrection, it will not be accepted from them, and for them is a painful punishment. In a hadith we learn, the Prophet ﷺ said, it would be said to the non-believer on the day of resurrection, if you were to possess gold filling the whole earth, would you like to secure your freedom by paying that? Would you like to give all of that gold so that you can be saved from hell and you can go to paradise? He would say yes. Thereupon it would be said to him, something easier than this was demanded from you, but you paid no heed to it. So it's a lie. Meaning your yes is not accepted today. Because something easier was demanded from you in the world. Not that you offer a whole earth's fill of gold, but that you sacrifice your ego. That was what was demanded from you. Because for many people, what is it that prevents them from accepting the truth? What? Then I have to accept that I was wrong. And I'm not just talking about non-Muslims. Muslims also, us also, when we learn about a better way of doing something, we learn about a better way of dealing with people, a better way of correcting our children. Why is it that we don't do it? Because then I'm admitting I was doing wrong previously. That's ego. That is what we need to give up. يُرِيدُونَ أَن يَخْرُجُوا مِنَ النَّارِ. They will wish to get out of the fire, but never are they to emerge therefrom. And for them is an enduring punishment. وَالسَّارِقُ وَالسَّارِقَةُ. As for the thief, the male and the female, Allah says, amputate their hands. Why? As recompense for what they committed and as a deterrent punishment from Allah. And Allah is exalted in might and wise. Remember that of the objectives of the Sharia, the objectives of Islamic law is to also preserve the property of people. All of the laws that Allah has given, and Surah Al-Ma'idah has many laws, Surah Al-Nisa also has many laws. Whether it's the law of inheritance or the law of qisas, any law that we have learned over here, eating halal food only, consuming only lawful wealth, all of this is for achieving certain objectives. All of those objectives is preservation of people's wealth. So that people's wealth, people's property is safe. Which means that anything that will cause loss to it is something that is unlawful. And this is why riba, interest, is unlawful. This is why theft is also unlawful. So over here, the severe punishment of the thief has been given. That the person who steals another's property then cut his hand. Why? So he cannot even use what he has stolen. He cannot steal again. And others are deterred. Because what happens? When one person does something wrong, and he does not have to suffer much, then others take inspiration from it. They say, oh, he did it, I can also try. And the one who tries it next does it worse than the first one. He goes even further in aggression, in wrongdoing. So this is why the punishment of theft is so severe, that the person who has committed theft, he takes a lesson. And others who are watching, they also take a lesson. That never, ever will I touch the property of another without their consent. Many times it happens that what a person has stolen, he can conceal it. Why? Because he just concealed it in his hand. He took it in his hand. The wallet, the phone, whatever it is, took it in his hand, hid it. But on the day of judgment, it will be exposed. It will be exposed. The Prophet ﷺ said, and a thief at the time of stealing is not a believer. He's not a believer. His iman leaves him. Why? Because he has forgotten, or he doesn't care about the fact that Allah is watching him, that everything is being recorded, that he is not allowed to take somebody else's property without permission, that he will be questioned on the Day of Judgment how he acquired his money. So when he's rejecting all of that through his action, what does it mean? There's no iman in the heart. The Prophet ﷺ said that Allah curses the thief who steals an egg. An egg. What's an egg? Something so small. How long can you enjoy it? What will come out of it? Think about it. What is it that we can get out of this egg? Hardly much benefit, right? The benefit is very, very small. Allah curses the thief who steals an egg. for which his hand is to be cut off. Or he steals a rope. What's a rope? Again, something so insignificant, but he steals it. You see, it is these small, small, little things that people steal, and then what happens? It gets worse over time. Sometimes children also, they don't understand the sanctity of other people's property, that it doesn't belong to me, I cannot just take it. You see, children, they don't know, this is mine, this is yours, they think if I like it, it's for me. Because that's how they're treated at home, right? Everything is for them. Anything they want, they're given it. So when they go to somebody else's house and they see a toy which they like, they want it. They don't even think they need permission. But it's our responsibility that we teach children from a young age. Why? Because then this can turn into a very serious bad habit, which is a major sin. But whoever repents after his wrongdoing, and part of tawbah, remember, is to return the stolen object. So the one who repents and reforms, in what way? That in the future he never repeats it. He does not commit theft again. Then indeed Allah will turn to him in forgiveness. Indeed Allah is forgiving and merciful. So check. What we have, does it even belong to us? What our children are bringing home, does it even belong to them? How have I acquired this? How have I acquired that? This is something that we need to be careful about. Allah is forgiving and merciful. For who? For the one who stops. Stops what? He stops committing theft. For the one who returns. Returns what? What he has stolen. And he makes up for the loss that he caused the other. But the person who betrays people, hurts people, disobeys Allah, then the punishment is for him. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, the one who repents from sin is like one who did not sin. It's like the one who did not sin. Who? The one who repents from it. So what do we need to do? Repent. Do you not know that to Allah belongs the dominion of the heavens and the earth? He punishes whom He wills and forgives whom He wills. And Allah is over all things competent. O Messenger, let them not grieve you who hasten into disbelief of those who say, we believe, with their mouths. But their hearts believe not. And from among the Yahud also. They are avid listeners to falsehood, listening to another people who have not come to you. They distort words beyond their proper usages, saying, if you are given this, then take it. But if you are not given it, then beware. But he for whom Allah intends fitna, never will you possess power to do for him a thing against Allah. Those are the ones for whom Allah does not intend to purify their hearts. For them in this world is disgrace, and for them in the hereafter is a great punishment. They are avid listeners to falsehood. سَمَّعُونَ لِلْكَذِبْ أَكَّالُونَ لِلْسُحْتْ Devourers of what is unlawful. These are the people whom Allah does not like. Who? Those who listen to falsehood. How? They enjoy it. They listen to falsehood a lot. False things, fake, lies, untruth. They love watching it. They love listening to it. Even though they know that it's 100% untrue. It is far from reality. But they love watching it. They love listening to it. They take interest in listening to it. And they devour what is unlawful. And they don't just devour a little bit. They devour a lot of it again and again. You see, when there is iman in the heart, when a person truly loves Allah, then he begins to love the truth also. And he does kufr of taghut. He does not believe in taghut, in wrong, in falsehood. And when he does not believe in it, he cannot even like it. He cannot find any joy, any entertainment, any amusement in watching haram things, in listening to wrong things, in listening to lies. Things that are far from reality, he cannot enjoy them. So if they come to you, judge between them or turn away from them. And if you turn away from them, never will they harm you at all. And if you judge, judge between them with justice. Indeed, Allah loves those who act justly. The Prophet ﷺ said, O Karb, the flesh and blood made from haram wealth shall not enter Jannah. The body that has been nourished on haram money, the flesh and blood that has come in our body from what? Haram wealth. For what is unlawful, that body is not entering paradise. But how is it that they come to you for judgment while they have the Torah, those who consume unlawful, and then they come to you seeking judgment, while they have the Torah, in which is the judgment of Allah. Then they turn away even after that, but those are not in fact believers. because they're only looking for something that will suit their desires. If they were seeking the haqq, they would have found it in the scripture. Indeed, we sent down the Torah, in which was guidance and light. The prophets who submitted to Allah, judged by it for the Jews, as did the rabbis and scholars, by that with which they were entrusted of the scripture of Allah. And they were witnesses thereto. So do not fear the people, but fear me. And do not exchange my verses for a small price. And whoever does not judge by what Allah has revealed, then it is those who are the disbelievers. The Prophet ﷺ said that these people, the people of the past, the Yahud, they did not judge according to Allah's law except that poverty spread amongst them. So what will happen to us then? When we know the law of Allah, yet we do not follow it, then yes, we will complain about poverty. And we ordained for them therein a life for a life, an eye for an eye, a nose for a nose, an ear for an ear, a tooth for a tooth, and for wounds is legal retribution. The law is there. But yet they leave it, they come to you thinking that perhaps you will give them something else. When you give them the same law, then they turn away from you also. They're not happy. But whoever gives up his right as charity, it's an expiation for him. And whoever does not judge by what Allah has revealed, then it is those who are the wrongdoers. And we sent, following in their footsteps, Isa alayhi salam, the son of Maryam, confirming that which came before him in the Torah. And we gave him the gospel, in which was guidance and light, and confirming that which preceded it of the Torah as guidance and instruction for the righteous. And let the people of the gospel judge by what Allah has revealed therein. And whoever does not judge by what Allah has revealed, then it is those who are the defiantly disobedient. And we have revealed to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the book in truth, confirming that which preceded it of the scripture and as a criterion over it. So judge between them by what Allah has revealed, and do not follow their inclinations away from what has come to you of the truth. To each of you we prescribed a law and a method. Had Allah willed, He would have made you one nation, united in religion. But He intended to test you in what He has given you. So raise to all that is good. فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ To Allah is your return altogether, and He will then inform you concerning that over which you used to differ. And judge, O Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, between them by what Allah has revealed, and do not follow their inclinations, and beware of them, lest they tempt you away from some of what Allah has revealed to you. And if they turn away, then know that Allah only intends to afflict them with some of their own sins. And indeed, many among the people are defiantly disobedient. أَفَحُكْمَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ يَبْغُونَ Then is it the judgment of the time of ignorance they desire? But who is better than Allah in judgment for a people who are certain in faith? What do we see in these verses? That Allah gave the law to who? To the Yahud in the Torah. Then He also revealed the Injil, and now He has also given the Quran. These books are not just to be learned, they are to be implemented. The people of the past, the people of the previous scriptures, what did they do? They picked and chose from the book whatever they liked. Whatever they found difficult, they left it. And at the time of the Prophet ﷺ also, whenever there was a law in their own books that they did not like, what would they do? They would go to the Prophet ﷺ, saying that you judge between us, hoping that his decision would be different from what was in their books. What does that show? That a person believes in a book, but yet he does not want to abide by it? Is this faith then? Is this iman then? So what do we learn? That if we truly believe in the Quran, then what do we have to do? Abide by it. Because iman is not just tasdeeq. It's not just confirming something to be true. There's another step after that. First is tasdeeq. You confirm something to be true. But then there's qawl. You must say that yes, this is true. And then there's amal. You must act upon it. There's action also. Iman is qawl wa amal. It is words and actions. So if we believe in the book, then the book should not just be in our hand. It should be a part of our lives. We must also adhere to it. Because when knowingly we leave the book of Allah and we take a fatwa of a person, then what are we doing? We are preferring something else over the book of Allah. When the ayah is clear, when the hukum is clear, when Allah has said, حَرَّمَ الرِّبَى, then who can legalize it? And if somebody gives us 1,000 statements that no, it is lawful, 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 it does not carry any weight Why? Because the ayah is there. So the person who believes in the book, what will he do? Abide by the book. This is faith. This is iman. And saying that, oh, I believe in the Qur'an, I love the Qur'an, and not reading it, not applying it, this is no love. This is no love. This is a lie. This is a deceit. So the example of the previous people is given. And the Prophet ﷺ is told over and over that do not follow their desires. Because what contradicts the book of Allah, what contradicts the law of Allah, what goes against it is what? The desires of the people. You see, earlier we learned about the punishment for theft. Now generally, if you even mention it, people don't like it. Especially people who want to commit theft. They wouldn't like this at all. Why? Because it goes against their desires. So the Prophet is told, do not follow the desires of people. And then we are asked, أَفَ حُكْمَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ يَبْغُونَ? Is it the judgment of the ignorance that they desire? Meaning the law of Allah is based on what? Ilm. Knowledge. Whose knowledge? The knowledge of Allah. Reality. So the law of Allah, that is guidance. That is true. That is nur. That is enlightenment. True enlightenment is where? In adhering to the law of Allah. And leaving that would be what? Pursuing ignorance. Jahiliyyah. So what contradicts the law of Allah is jahiliyyah. So Allah says, what are you leaving? You're leaving the hukum of Allah for what? For jahiliyyah? For ignorance? Think about it. Isn't it that if somebody tells us, well, you don't know anything, do we take offense in that? Would we take offense in that? If somebody says, oh, you don't know anything. And they ask you, oh, what have you studied? Oh, only a master's. Only this. That's it. And you're like, excuse me? How dare you say that? Right? Because if we are called ignorant, even if an ignorant person is called ignorant, he does not like it. We take it as an offense. But when we are leaving the hukum of Allah, then what are we adopting? Ignorance. Then we are making a fool of ourselves. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who have believed, do not take the Yahud and the Nasara as allies. Why? Because a person is on the religion of his friend. If you will befriend them so much, then what will happen? You will dislike the law that Allah has given. They are, in fact, allies of each other. And whoever is an ally to them among you, then indeed, he is one of them. Indeed, Allah guides not the wrongdoing people. So you see those in whose hearts is disease, hastening into association with them, saying, we are afraid a misfortune may strike us. But perhaps Allah will bring conquest or a decision from him, and they will become, over what they have been concealing within themselves, regretful. And those who believe will say, are these the ones who swore by Allah their strongest oaths that indeed they were with you? Their deeds have become worthless and they have become losers. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَنْ يَرْتَدَّ مِنْكُمْ عَنْ دِينِهِ فَسَوْفَ يَأْتِ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَهُ. O you who have believed, whoever of you should revert from his religion, anyone who leaves the book of Allah, leaves Islam, then he cannot harm Allah at all. Why? Because Allah will bring forth in place of them a people he will love and who will love him, who are humble toward the believers, powerful against the disbelievers. They strive in the cause of Allah and do not fear the blame of a critic. They do not fear the blame of a critic. That is the favor of Allah. He bestows it upon whom he wills, and Allah is all-encompassing and knowing. You see, in this juz we have learned about various commands. So a person who adopts them, who follows them, he's taking a step towards Allah. So what will happen? Allah will love him. Why? Because he has shown his love for Allah. But the person who turns away after knowing what Allah wants him to do, then what is he doing? He's showing that he does not love Allah. Like for example, if your son says, Mama, I love you. I love you. And then later on, he doesn't listen to you at all, shows bad behavior to you. What do you say to him? You love me? Is this love? Or if you don't say that, somebody else will say to him, that just now you were saying you love your mother. Is this how you treat the one whom you love? If a man says, I love my wife. Or if a wife says, I love my husband, but there's no mutual respect. Is that love? No. Because remember, love is both-sided. We cannot expect somebody to love us while we are constantly turning away from them. While we are constantly disappointing them. So those who turn away from the law of Allah, what does Allah say? Allah will bring someone else in their place. Because Allah loves those who obey Him. And who is it? that obeys Allah, the one who does not fear the blame of a critic. Because it cannot happen that you do something for the sake of Allah and people don't criticize you. They will. They will criticize your fasting, they will criticize your name, they will criticize your clothing, everything. But when you love somebody, then you bear every criticism also. You don't stop what you're doing just because people are criticizing you. Why? Because you love them. Have you ever seen a mother going crazy after her child? And people are saying, take it easy, don't do this, don't do that. Let me hold the child, you take a rest. She says, no, no, no. Why? In love. She has her back pain, she has hardly slept, but in her love for her child, she's also destroying herself. People say her manner of mothering her children is not right, but she bears all the criticism. She's not going to leave her children. She loves them. إِنَّمَا وَلِيُّكُمُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ Your ally is none but Allah, and therefore His Messenger, and those who believe. Those who establish prayer and give zakat, and they bow down and worship, they do rukur, they're obedient to Allah. So who should we befriend? Those who do this. Those who believe in Allah, who pray salah, who give zakat. Even angels, they befriend the worshippers of Allah. In a hadith we learn that there are some people who are the awtad of the masjid. Pegs of the masjid, meaning they're always there. Regular attendance. So when they come regularly, the angels become their julasa. Who are julasa? Those who sit in the company of another. So the one who attends the masjid regularly, and inshallah, think about yourself also. Inshallah, be hopeful, because you're coming now for the sixth day in a row. Right? Inshallah. And as Ramadan will come, you'll be coming even more frequently. So the one who comes regularly, then the angels become their companions. If they are missing, they look for them. If one day they don't show up, the angels go look for them. Where is this person? Why didn't he come? If they're sick, they go to visit them. And if they're in some need, they help them. The angels befriend the worshippers of Allah. And whoever is an ally of Allah and His Messenger, and those who have believed, indeed the party of Allah, they will be predominant. They will be successful. Allah will grant them success, just as He granted success to just 313 Sahaba. O you who have believed, take not those who have taken your religion in ridicule and amusement among the ones who were given the scripture before you, nor the disbelievers as allies, and fear Allah if you should truly be believers. A person is on the religion of his friend. He's influenced by his company. So don't befriend such people who make fun of your deen. And when you call to prayer, they take it in ridicule and amusement. They make fun of the adhan. That is because they are people who do not use reason. Say, O people of the scripture, do you resent us except for the fact that we have believed in Allah and what was revealed to us and what was revealed before? And because most of you are defiantly disobedient. Say, shall I inform you of what is worse than that as penalty from Allah? It is that of those whom Allah has cursed and with whom He became angry and made of them apes and pigs and slaves of taghut. Those are worse in position and further astray from the sound way. The fact is that when a person turns his back to servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he becomes a servant to shaitan. Ibn Qayyim, he said, that haribu min al-riq alladhi khuliqu lahu. They ran away from the riq, from the servitude, from the bondage that they were created for. And what is that servitude? Servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wabulu biriqil, and they were tested with the servitude to desires and shaitan. So that is what happens. Then a person becomes a slave to his desire, a person becomes a slave to shaitan. And when they come to you, they say, we believe, but they have entered with disbelief in their hearts, and they have certainly left with it. And Allah is most knowing of what they were concealing. And you see many of them hastening into sin and aggression, and the devouring of what is unlawful. How wretched is what they have been doing. They do not respect the limits that Allah has set. Why do their rabbis and religious scholars not forbid them from saying what is sinful and devouring what is unlawful? How wretched is that which they have been practicing? Why is it that they cannot stop them? Because they themselves are indulged in it. Because when a person is doing something wrong himself, then he cannot stop others from that wrong either. And it shows to us that the duty of the knowledgeable ones is what? That they act upon that knowledge and they also advise others to do the same. And the Yahud say, the hand of Allah is chained. Allah says, chained are their hands, they are stingy. And cursed are they for what they say. Rather, both of his hands are extended. He spends however he wills. And that which has been revealed to you from your Lord will surely increase many of them in transgression and disbelief. And we have cast among them animosity and hatred until the day of resurrection. Every time they kindled the fire of war against you, Allah extinguished it. And they strive throughout the land, causing corruption. And Allah does not like the corruptors. The Prophet ﷺ said, when the last third of the night enters, Allah descends to the sky of the world. The gates of the sky are opened up. Allah spreads out His hand. Allah spreads out His hand, saying, is there any seeker? Is there anyone who asks for something so that he may be granted? And this continues until Fajr. Allah's hands are mabsutatan. They are outstretched. He spends as He wants all the time. We just need to ask Him. And if only the people of the scripture had believed and feared Allah, we would have removed from them their misdeeds and admitted them to gardens of pleasure. وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ أَقَامُوا التَّوْرَاةَ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ. And if only they had upheld the law of the Torah and the Gospel and what has been revealed to them from their Lord, لَأَكَلُوا مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ وَمِنْ تَحْتِ أَرْجُلِهِمْ. They would have consumed provision from above them and from beneath their feet. Because what happens? Why is it that we hesitate obeying Allah, keeping ourselves within the limits that Allah has set? What's the hesitation? What's the fear? I'm going to have less. I'm going to miss out. Allah says if they had been obedient, they would have more than what they could consume. They would get blessings from every side, from above, from below. Because it is not possible that a person leaves something for the sake of Allah and Allah does not give him something better in its place. But they didn't prove themselves worthy of it. So we see that minhum ummatun muqtasida, among them are a people who are moderate. And what does it mean by moderate? People who are on the right course, who are just. But وَكَثِيرٌ مِّنْهُمْ سَاءَ مَا يَعْمَلُونَ. But most of them, how evil it is that they do.
يَا أَيُّهَا الرَّسُولُ بَلِّغْ مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ.
O Messenger, announce that which has been revealed to you from your Lord. And if you do not, then you have not conveyed His message. And Allah will protect you from the people. Indeed, Allah does not guide the disbelieving people. Yes, there is some fear when you're conveying, when you're practicing the commands that Allah has given. There is fear, but have faith. Allah will save you. Allah will protect you. Say, O people of the scripture, you are standing on nothing until you uphold the law of the Torah, the Gospel, and what has been revealed to you from your Lord. And that which has been revealed to you from your Lord will surely increase many of them in transgression and disbelief. So do not grieve over the disbelieving people. So what do we need to do as well? We say we love the Qur'an, but we also need to follow it. Indeed, those who have believed in the Prophet, and those before him, who were Jews, or Sabians, or Christians, those among them who believed in Allah and the Last Day, and did righteousness, no fear will there be concerning them, nor will they grieve. We had already taken the covenant of the children of Israel and had sent to them messengers. Whenever there came to them a messenger with what their souls did not desire, a party of the messengers they denied and another party they killed. And they thought there would be no resulting punishment. So they became blind and deaf. When they disobeyed Allah, they thought nothing will happen. They closed their eyes, they closed their ears, and they continued in their transgression. Then Allah turned to them in forgiveness. He did. He gave them another chance. Then again many of them became blind and deaf, and Allah is seeing of what they do. They have certainly disbelieved who say, Allah is the Messiah, the son of Maryam. While the Messiah has said, O children of Israel, worship Allah, my Lord and your Lord. Indeed, he who associates others with Allah has forbidden. Allah has forbidden him paradise, and his refuge is the fire, and there are not for the wrongdoers any helpers. They have certainly disbelieved who say, Allah is the third of the three, and there is no God except one God. And if they do not desist from what they are saying, they will surely afflict the disbelievers among them a painful punishment. أَفَلَا يَتُوبُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. So will they not repent to Allah? Will they not seek His forgiveness? And Allah is forgiving and merciful. The Masih, son of Maryam, was not but a messenger. Other messengers have passed on before him. And his mother was a supporter of truth. They both used to eat food. And if they ate food, how could they be God? Look how we make clear to them the signs. Then look how they are deluded. Many times the commands are clear. Evidences are clear. The blindness is where? in our hearts. May Allah protect us. Say, do you worship besides Allah that which holds for you no power of harm or benefit, while it is Allah who is the hearing and the knowing? Say, O people of the scripture, do not exceed limits in your religion beyond the truth, and do not follow the inclinations of a people who had gone astray before and misled many and have strayed from the soundness of the way. Sadly, ghuluv has also become very common amongst Muslims. So, what is it that Allah tells us? That when you have knowledge, then don't follow the ignorant people. Because when you will follow them, then you will go astray. Cursed were those who disbelieved among the children of Israel by the tongue of Dawood and of Jesus, the son of Maryam. That was because they disobeyed and habitually transgressed. Imagine, the prophets cursed their own people. How much they must have harassed their prophets and disobeyed their prophets. They used not to prevent one another from wrongdoing, and they did it themselves. How wretched was that which they were doing? They saw wrong, they didn't stop it. They indulged in it themselves. You see many of them becoming allies of those who disbelieved. How wretched is that which they have put forth for themselves, in that Allah has become angry with them. And in the punishment they will abide eternally. Disobedience to Allah, it can bring temporary enjoyment, temporary benefits. But ultimately, the result is evil. It is evil. وَلَوْ كَانُوا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ And if they had believed in Allah and the Prophet and in what was revealed to him, they would not have taken them as allies. But many of them are defiantly disobedient. You will surely find the most intense of the people in animosity towards the believers to be the Yahud and those who associate others with Allah. And you will find the nearest of them in affection to the believers, those who say, we are Christians. Why? That is because among them are priests and monks, and because they are not arrogant. They are not arrogant. So we see arrogance is something that Allah dislikes. Even if it is in a believer. What is arrogance? Rejecting the truth, belittling the people, looking down at them. And this is an evil that leads to greater evils. May Allah protect us from this kibr and all other violations of the other limits that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set. So that we may be kept safe from ghibah, su'ul dhan, backbiting, thinking negatively about people, bad speech, bad behavior, jealousy, rancor, hatred. Because وَمَنْ يُوقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ The one who is saved from the selfishness of his soul, then he is successful. So it's this kibr that we need to pull out. And we ask Allah, make this as part of your daily dua, that, O Allah, make me a humble servant of yours. Because it's pride that makes us arrogant with people, and pride that makes us disobedient to our Lord. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.